Right. Now we're going to start chapter 31. It's called Gobi Geet, famous Gobi Geet. So we finished two Geetas, the 10th canto, Vinaya Geet and Pranaya Geet. Now we do Gobi Geet. I read some introduction here, BBT has introduction to Gobi Geet. There's 19 verses in Gobi Geet. It's called monologue. Monologue, there's no dialogue means Krishna, Dai means two. Krishna says to the Gopis, Gopis replied. Monologue is just Gopis speaking into the air. Krishna's not there, Krishna, that's them. The Gopis had dedicated their lives to Krishna. They had a great separation when Krishna left them on the banks of Yamuna. They were crying, which appears like misery, but actually they were in a great state of bliss. Each of the Gopis addressed Krishna according to her own mood of ecstasy. They all prayed for his mercy. The Gobi Geet, the song of the Gopis relieves the agony of people burning in the pain of separation from Krishna, which creates the supreme auspiciousness. Many devotees in Kartik at different times, they take a vow to recite Gobi Geet every day because it's famous for removing inauspicious things and making one feel the presence of Krishna. Because ultimately, when the Gopis finish chanting Gobi Geet, Krishna appears to them. So the idea is, you chant Gobi Geet every day for 30 days, you have darshan of Krishna. There you go, Paul. Another introduction here also from this book. The Gobi Geet is 19 songs or verses in which the Gopis use their collective voice to pray, remember, and yearn for Krishna. So the Gopis are separated from their beloved and have a longing to meet Krishna. Okay. Let's start. The first verse is whole chapter is basically starts right off into it. Vishnu explains his commentary we'll read today how the poetic meter of this verse, I'm not sure what it's called, but it says the first and seventh syllable are the same and the second syllable, all four lines. Now you read the first line, ja, ja, sha, sha, da, da, twa, twa. You see? So listen to how I say it, because this is how it's said. Gobi Uchu, jayati te dikam, janmana vraja, Shaiti Indira Shaswaratrihi Dayata Drishyatam Dikshutavakas, Trajitasavas, Tramvishinvate. It's like that. Go ahead. Most everyone's familiar with, you know, it's been sung by so many people, review away. It's one of those famous songs of Sanskrit poetry. It's called, this meter is called, I don't know what the name is, it's called Bhujanga, Bhujanga Praya, like a snake. It moves like a snake, da 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 da. Every verse of Gauri Gita has a specific pattern. The meter verse is called Bhujanga Praya, like, almost like a snake. It moves, the verses move in a crooked way like a snake. Jayati teti kaujamana prasha. So there's very nice words the gopis use to describe Krishna throughout this chapter. You can see here they say Dayata, next word they say Suratanath, Varda, Rishabh, Osake, Vishnu Durya, Vrajajanartihan, Ovira, all different names they call Krishna. O Pushkarakshana, O Kuaka, Sheer, O Kanta, O Nath, Ovira, O Ravana, O Adiha, Ovira. Many times they call him here Ovira. O Ketava, O Wachuta, O Cheer. These are all the reverses they call everything. Okay, let's look at the first verse here. Well, he said the first verse, that's word for word. What does Jayati mean? Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna's
glorious.
Victorious, glorious. What does Adikmas mean?
Extra.
What does Adikam mean?
More.
Extra, more. Jamana. So your birth in Vrindavan is what?
Glorious.
Exceedingly glorious. Especially glorious. Why? Who's Indira?
Lakshmi Devi.
Name for Lakshmi Devi. What's she doing? She's living here. What does Shashwat mean?
Permanently.
Eternally, permanently. How come you guys are so poor? You're living in Braj, you're a beggar. Shaiti, there you go. Okay. Who is speaking here?
Gopis.
Whole chapter?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What's it called?
Gopigi.
Okay. Shaiti Indira. Lakshmi's living here, always. We said that. Dayata, what does Dayata mean? Beloved. I deen the Arjanate, Mataranath Kadavalokya say, Vriyamas, Avalokitekaram, Dhyayatikimkaram, Dhyayatikimkaram, Brahmatikimkaram. Was that it? Dhyayatikimkaram. So Dhyayati means what? Sakhi, Priya. Yeah, right, beloved. Drishitam, what does it mean?
Seeing.
Yeah, looking, seeing. Diksha, what does Diksha mean? Well, we say Shiva's digfall, what does that mean?
Direction. We are looking for you in your direction.
What does digfall mean?
Protector of directions.
So what does Diksha mean?
Direction.
Direction, correct. Tavakas means what? It's like Trump. No, it's not Shah, it's Ka. Tava means you. So who's looking for who? What are you doing? Smart aleck. Hey, he's looking for Krishna, looking for Radharani. Where's Radharani?
With Krishna.
Yeah, so look for Krishna to get both of them. Krishna, come on! Krishna, come on! Not Radha, come on. Krishna, come on. Before Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna, come on. Jita, what does Jita mean?
Determined,
firm, strong, sustained. And Vinchinvante, they're searching. We're searching, will you please maintain our lives? Oh, Dayata. They always said, oh, Dayata, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious. Lakshmi Devi always stays here. Where does she stay? No, in Vrindavan, not out of Krishna. We're in Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Why what? Vilavan, it's called Vilavan, Vilavan. Lakshmivan also. Okay, it's only for your sake we're maintaining our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you. Please show yourself to us. Okay, let's see what Prabhupada translates this verse. Oh, it's 5 o'clock now. $4.20. Oh, okay, good. One Gopi said, oh dear Krishna, ever since you took birth in the land of Brajabhumi, everything appears to be glorious. The land of Vrindavan has become glorious, and it is as if the goddess of fortune personally always exists here. But it's only we who are very unhappy because we're searching for you, but cannot see it with our greatest effort. Our life is completely dependent upon you. Therefore, we request you again, please come to us. Okay, now, 31. Here's the Gita Press translation, verse 1, Gopi Gita, chapter 31, 10, 10. Braja shines all the more brightly by your descent in the house of Nanda and Yashoda. For Lakshmi, the goddess of beauty and prosperity, constantly dwells here from that time in order to catch your glimpse. To see you. O beloved Lord, please reveal yourself and see how your sweethearts have centered their life in you, are searching for you in every quarter. It's really cool. Holy good thing, huh? Every quarter. I like it so much. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. It's like a real...
Mama.
Oh, 31, huh? The calamity of Krishna's disappearance and the inability of the gopis to find Krishna leads them to prayerful song in this Gopi Gita. The Gopi's agony of separation reaches a sustained pitch of intensity expressed in 18 verses, culminating in the 19th verse. The tree stoop meter ends in Shakvari meter. This is the greatest expression of emotion in this Gopi Gita. All verses are spoken by the Gopis. Okay. The verses in this Gopi Gita are expressions of lamentation known as pralap. Pralap is one of the 9 characteristics found in Vibralamba separation, a type of separation known as pravas, which means they're separated, there's some distance between the Gopis and Krishna. This specific type of separation involves the parting of lovers who were previously intimately associated, but have been separated by being in different places. Many of the qualities found within pravas and pralap, such as anxiety, trembling, torment, madness, bewilderment, and dying, can be observed in Gopi Gita. Every verse of Gopi Gita glorifies Krishna and his qualities of intimacy and greatness, Madhurya and Aishwarya. Praises of Krishna of intimacy yields expressions of passion, where glorifying Krishna's omnipotency and divine power expresses humility. So some of the prayers, the Gopis are expressing their passion, intimate, sweet love for Krishna. And some verses are expressing humility in separation of Krishna's greatness. Because there's 2 aspects of every person, sweet, intimate aspect and powerful, majestic aspect. What we cherish, what we remember most is the sweet dealings. You know, somebody slaps us, or you know, we sometimes remember this person is so-and-so. He's the president of America, but he's also my husband. You know, so The wife tends to think of him more like my husband than the President of America. You know. Slash him and he slash, you know, whatever. These verses have special attention for Gaudiya Vaishnavas because it expresses vira bhakti, devotional love and separation from Krishna. These verses of Gaudiya Gita are said to possess the fragrance of honey. The fragrance of honey of pure love for Krishna, which attracts Krishna, the modest student who is the bee. In Priti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami quotes all the verses of Gaudiya Gita. I can't wait to send the rhyme Prince to Priti Sandarbha. Priti Sandarbha 391 to 392, Jiva Goswami describes the emotional expression, essential meanings of Gaudiya Gita. The final verse of Gaudiya Gita is quoted four times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The sequence of verses are arranged in such a way that they express increasing emotional intensity, love, longing, humility, and passion. All experienced by the gopis in Krishna's absence. So in separation from Krishna, the gopis experience different emotions. What are they? In sequence.
Humility.
Not what I said, according to what I said. Listen to what I'm saying. The verses of Gaudiya Gita express increasing emotional intensity, beginning with love, longing, humility, and passion. LHP. Love, longing, humility, and passion. Whip. LHP. Love, longing, humility, and passion. You experience all those? In the Gaudiya Gita, the gopis express passionate, selfless dedication to Krishna. Jai Ho. So, let's look at this thing here. First, this is a commentary on the first verse we just read. The essential message of the gopis and Gaudiya Gita is what?
Maybe that when we sing,
Krishna, we want to see you.
Krishna, we can
The main message, we want to see you. Please appear to us. So that's why it applies to the sadhakas. The message of this particular verse is that Krishna should appear before the gopis out of fear. Otherwise, he'll be accused of murdering so many women. This verse, number 1 in chapter 31, is an example of Purvarag, the beginning phase of loving Krishna experienced by the gopis. Priti Sandarbha 290. That's what Jiva Goswami said. That's his explanation of chapter 31, verse 1 by the gopis. So I said the expression of love, longing,
humility,
and passion. Come on, Krishna, we want to raise you and kiss you, and let's get on with it. Go Yushu. What does that mean, Go Yushu? Each verse of Gobi Gita is one Gobi speaking on behalf of the whole group. Jayati. Jayati became Kishori. Jayati Teyati come. Jayati means to conquer, to excel. So the Gopis are saying Braj conquers all the lands and all ways. Jai Ho. Braj Jayati. From Vijayate Sri Brajadam Ki Jai. From Vijayate Sri Vrindavan Dao. We have our Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why? Adikam. The word emphasizes the superlative state of the realm of Vrindavan, which conquers all other places. Every place, Jayati Braj defeats Navadri, defeats Puri, defeats Dwarka. Jayati Teyati Adikam. Where's your fan? Come on, Jack. Goddess Devi Indira is the name for Lakshmi, also known as Sri. In the highest realm of Braj, Lakshmi is serving, whereas in Vaikuntha, with the cosmic form of Vishnu, she is being served. Thus the extraordinary status and superlative nature of Braj is expressed by the great, because Lakshmi is residing in Vrindavan. Trishyatam, please let us see you. Drita, the word drita, sustain. The word is taken to mean offered. To you we have offered our very lives. That's interesting. Oh beloved, please allow your maidservants to see you. We have offered you our very life breath to you. We search everywhere for you. That's nice. Nice commentary. Okay, where do we go now? Wait a second. Hold on. Got another one here. Where do you go in there? Hi, this is good with kids. Great, any kid, he gets along with really good. I see people from Delhi, he always gets along with kids. He's a good babysitter. So he asked you why they say I never play with kids, I can't stay away from them. They say, don't like kids? I say, I like kids when they're sleeping. Okay, here, listen up. The Gopis were forlorn, they were unhappy because they knew that Krishna could not be happy without them. Especially without Radharani. So all the gopis gathered together, Radharani and all the gopis, and they sang of Krishna out of separation. In doing so, they showed the effect of kirtan. And because by their chanting, they caused Krishna to reappear in their midst. So this gopi deed shows the power of kirtan. The gopi deed is, their song is full of humility, showing, knowing from Radha the fall of their apparent pride. Such humility was advocated by Sri Chaitanya and Shikshastra. In the sphere of Radharani, Mahaprabhu advised that one should chant Krishna's name with humility like a blade of grass. But one steps on grass, it never complains or shows resistance. With this disposition, with this mentality, Abhiman, we can experience the power of chanting Krishna's name. Thus the gopis sang in verse 1. The land of Vrindavan is victorious over all lands, because Krishna, you have taken birth here. Because of your birth, Lakshmi has taken refuge here. O beloved, we who are purchased by you look for you in all directions. Please reveal your song to us. The gopis begin their song, Gopi Geet, by praising Vrindavan, which is the highest plane of love. We're living in the kingdom of love. Pretty amazing. This is the kingdom of love. Where are we and where is love? That's the question. Its victory over all other places is complete. For even Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, has taken refuge in Braj. Everyone in the universe is worshipping Lakshmi for fortune, for wealth, for beauty, for prosperity. And she says, you want fortune, you want wealth, you want prosperity. You know where you can find it? You can't find it in Vaikuntha where I live. You can find it in Braj. So Lakshmi leaves Vaikuntha to live in Braj to find fortune, prosperity, and love also. She gave up the love of Narayan. She gave up God, the love of God, to get love of Braj and love of Krishna. Pretty big sacrifice. Narayan's consort left him to seek out Krishna, and by doing so, she took shelter of Braj. There, the great goddess eternally waits in line to have union with Krishna. Like you go to the supermarket, wait in line and pay for your groceries. Lakshmi is the queen of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Rani. Here she waits in line, takes a number, waits in line, tatkal, to get a ride with Krishna. Express train. She waits to have union with Krishna. One can thus imagine the exalted position of the gopis who Krishna embraces every night. Every night Krishna embraces the gopis, and Lakshmi is still waiting in line for 5,000 years. 5,500 years, Lakshmi is waiting in line for a number to come up, tatkal. But it's Indian system, so she'll never get a seat. Her number will never come up. She's having a hard time. She should take a collection for Lakshmi. That's commentary number one. That's pretty good. Let's see what else we got here. You like that one? That was a good one. That's Shrivari Swami. He's a smart guy. Good smart guy. Sri Yara Swami commentary verse number one, go ye. Are you awake?
Yes.
The gopis are disheartened They returned to the Bank of Yamuna. Where did they come from? Why? Where were they? Where? What? No Rasalila yet. They're in the forest looking for Krishna. And what happened? They didn't find him. So what did they do?
They went to Yamuna.
They came back to Yamuna. They went inside the forest. Krishna called them out, Shivat. The moon is there. Krishna's there. Then Krishna ran away. Where did Krishna go? He didn't dive in the water. He went to the forest. So he ran to the forest. It's too dark. Let's get out of here. He went back to the room. And they sang. From his eyes, hey, she could So Sri Aswami says, while everyone in Braj is rejoicing, we are crying. Somehow we're maintaining our life errors for your sake. Therefore, you should become visible to us and be seen by us. Okay, that doesn't say much there. That's Sri Aswami. That's Sri Vishnu says. Very probably it's translation, huh? Yeah, okay. What time is it now?
4:43.
Okay, thank you. This chapter of Gopi Gita reveals how the gopis are overwhelmed by feelings of separation from Krishna. Sit down on the banks that you want to after continuously searching for Krishna for a long time, each gopi began addressing Krishna and praying for his darshan. Although Srimad Bhagavatam says, this is Krishna said, that Krishna was not physically present before the gopis when they sang the Gita, Vishnath, by the power of his frame-filled vision, reveals extremely charming dialogues between Krishna and the gopis. He describes the beautiful thoughts of the gopis as they were crying out to Krishna. Krishna responds to the gopis. So in this regard, some acharyas state that Krishna was hiding in the bushes just beside the gopis, listening to their every love-filled utterance. It's called eavesdropping. It's like you're in a room and somebody's in another room and says, no, second priest said, what? They're listening, you know. So it's commentary verse number one. This chapter shines forth with the Gopi Gita, which are like a group of lotus flowers fragrant with the honey of prem that manifests their sweetness in graceful melodies and rhythms. These lotus songs attract the bee named Krishna. With the blessings of Sant Goswami, Sri Aswami, and the gurus in my line, the Guru Parampara, whose remnants are the sustenance of my life, I will now begin to explain Gopi Gita. In the last verse of the previous chapter, was mentioned that the gopis sang. So one can ask the question, what did they sing? Because verse 30 ends with the gopis came to Yamuna and sang. If you can see it, you can turn it back the page and see. The last verse of chapter 30, so the gopis returned to the Yamuna and started singing. So the question is, what are they singing? So this is what they sang. Oh, we love it because of your birth, brothers, become glorious. In order to refute the idea that Vaikuntha is also glorious, the gopis use the word adhikam, which means that brothers especially more glorious, exceedingly more glorious than Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is wonderful, but Braj is most wonderful, the best of all places. Lakshmi is always living in Braj, rendering service. Therefore, Braj is complete in all kinds of opulences, even more so than Vaikuntha. Like someone on Sunday Sutton asking a question about Madhurya and Aishwarya. I said, in Braj, the highest Madhurya, Aishwarya, because Lakshmi herself is residing. And the universal form and Krishna's mouth and all that kind of stuff. And if one Krishna wants to expand into 3 billion Krishna, that's quite a lot. Thus, Braj is filled with the topmost happiness. All your beloved girlfriends are experiencing agony, unheard of or unseen by anyone at any time. However, we're not begging you to remove our suffering, but please, just once come look at Vrindavan. Krishna asks the gopis, what should I look at? The gopis say, in this happy Vrindavan, those who are dedicated to you are dying in separation as they search for you. What a remarkable scene. Why are you putting your devotees into danger? You should not think, how have I put you in danger? How have I put you in difficulty? We have offered our very life heirs to you. We would have been happy if we had become maddened by you, remaining within our body and burned in the fire of separation, we had died. But our life heirs went out of our body, went into you, and you're enjoying them. Krishna says, if your life heirs are happy in me, then how can your bodies be in danger? Gopi said, it seems that you get happy by making other people miserable. What's that called? It's called sadist. Sadist. That's sadist. You're sadist.
He's a sadist.
He's the saddest guy in the block. Sadist. What does it mean? Torturing you. That's me. Ask her, she'll tell you. So, okay, I can't see you. So gopis are calling Krishna to say this. Okay, that's it. Okay, next Saturday we'll start verse number 2 of Gopi Gita.
Jai Jai
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.